AP News, I'm Ben Thomas.
Cleanup and repair in California today as rain eased in many areas. Suzanne Toby describes what it was like in Montecito.
You can't imagine. It's like just living in a waterfall. It's just really pretty horrific.
At least 18 deaths have been tied to the storms that began hitting the state late last month. And thunderstorms have already led a new atmospheric river into Northern California. The National Weather Service says the plume of moisture stretches all the way to Hawaii. Another day of turmoil in the nation's airways. Julie Walker on the cause.
The FAA ordered all departing flights grounded early this morning, but lifted that order just before 9 a.m. The FAA said its notice to air missions system went down and had to be restored.
FlightAware reports more than 1,300 flight cancellations and 9,000 delays. The government has launched an investigation into the breakdown. President Biden's legal team has discovered additional documents containing classification markings at a second location. That, according to a person familiar with the matter who spoke to the AP on condition of anonymity, White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre on the original discovery.
They did the right thing by, once they learned of them, they turned it over. They turned it over to the archives.
Damar Hamlin, the Buffalo Bills safety who went into cardiac arrest during a game just over a week ago, has now left the hospital. The team opens the playoffs against the Dolphins Sunday, but head coach Sean McDermott says Hamlin's health is number one right now.
Feel really good about where that is, though, and the fact that he's home and with his parents. And, you know, for us, as DeMar's dad has said to us multiple times, and DeMar has mentioned as well, it's, you know, they want us to go do our job, and that's what we've got to do.
And Jeff Beck has died. A guitar virtuoso who influenced generations. He's 78. This is AP News. The oldest living survivor of the attack on Pearl Harbor in 1941 has marked his 105th birthday.
Joseph Eskenazi from Redondo Beach, California says it feels great.
I'm glad to be alive at this age, 105 years old.
He marked his birthday at the National World War II Museum in New Orleans. Other veterans representing the Army, Navy, and Marines flew in for the event. Eskenazi says he doesn't know why he signed up.
My hand just went up when they asked for volunteers. Nobody else raised their hand because they knew that it meant death. Because they told you, never volunteer in the Army.
Eskenazi's Pearl Harbor memories include being awakened when a bomb fell, but didn't explode, near where he was sleeping. I'm Ed Donahue.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.